This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
Talk to me, baby. Huh? What y'all thought it was? Let it hit it one more time. Hey, hey. Yeah, Charlton Gold, 1-0. And the Sacramento Kings did just that. Young Zell.
Wait a minute. They do not know what Sactown brings. Win on the low, that's a Sactown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us, then ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look towards the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them,
you know,
tell them like the beam now.
It's been so long.
Tell them like the beam now.
We just gonna go ahead and run verse two.
Sack crowd, make sure everyone knows. Let me tell you how this thing really goes. Yeah, we travel deep. Whether we home or on the road, we lit. You don't want that smoke. We the team of the year. We shaking things over here. Don't doubt. We believe over here. We don't bleed over here. And let me just speak real clear. Only deal with real kings over here. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look toward the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam.
Shout
now.
Out to that boy, Young Zell.
Yeah, man. I got a story about the beam, the Kings beam that goes from Golden 1 Center. Okay, I got. Just when we get around to it, it's just like, yeah. Just out of, it's not even a revelation. It's just another thought about it. That's all. Gotta be careful on this show, man. Can't never talk freely, man.
We welcome you in here to the Friday, March 28th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barley.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Since we talking about March 28th.
Hey, hey, hey.
Couple of happy birthday wishes. Our boy Kevin from the Wake Up Call. And our girl Katie from the Wake Up Call.
Yeah.
Two of the best people I know, man, celebrating a birthday today, man.
Hey, a salute to whoever takes some of that sushi on the counter over there.
Salute to what?
Salute to whoever takes some of the sushi that was out on the counter over there.
Whoever takes it.
I have one.
You had one? Yeah.
It's safe.
Is it? Well, I don't doubt it's safe. It looks like it's been sitting there for a little bit.
Well, as the person who brought it here, it got here at 4 a.m.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so.
I have one. I'm still here.
Oh. I kept telling him, don't grab a sushi roll, Jazz. Don't do it.
Nah, go get it. You good. It's fine. It's safe. Yes, it has been out since 4 a.m., okay. But I think other than that, it's fine.
And the
Katie eats sushi for breakfast. I don't know what to tell
sushi's
you.
Fine.
I had to. No, I get that. I just do think it takes a special type of person to eat it at 5 in the morning.
Like you never had like a pizza slice in the morning either? It's like the same
thing.
Yeah,
when I was 20.
All right, why'd you
do
it when I was 28?
All right, well, salute.
For the record, I don't know what I got. I just saw it.
You're not a big sushi person.
No, I like it. I just don't know I don't know what they are.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm getting.
Okay.
And it always kind of tastes the same. Like all
yeah. So a lot of places put like different sauces on it, and like once you start putting the sauces on, it kind of starts to be the same.
Yeah.
But Makuni's always Makuni's is always a good look, man. So they had a nice little setup for those two's birthday, and we're gonna keep celebrating tonight.
Oh man!
Apparently, it's gonna be a little more work than I realized based on a 6 a.m. text we got, but I'm gonna try to make it happen.
I just turned back over.
Do you want me to? Now that we're talking, so this is funny. We've been talking for weeks about going to the Jodeci concert. Like hyped. Like I built Katie's birthday celebration around the Jodeci concert.
Yeah.
And hey guys, and I knew as soon as it popped up, I was like, God. Damn it, you can't be serious. And I'm like, I'm sitting here looking at it. Don't read the text. And then I'm like, it says what it says, whether I read it or not. So, hey, guys, sorry, not sure what happened. Okay. All right. So, I am working to acquire tickets to the sold-out show tonight. Would you like me to work for both of us?
Please.
Okay. Is price an object?
Oh, shit,
swell. I'm working.
Let me know what happens.
Yeah, we should know during the show. So sad. Just so sad. Do they know who we are?
That's what I'm saying.
We've been promoting this show for months.
So then I started to think that way, and I started to get pissed off.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you. I've gone through.
All right, man.
I have every emotion that you can think of, I have experienced this morning. You see our sheet? There's a reason our sheet looks like that. It's been tough. Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy. The furniture was going to move. Because then it became... This is just—it's the principality of the situation.
No.
This whole thing is bigger than this show. than this one show. The furniture was about to move on the way here.
There was a certain point where it started to feel personal, like I'm a little upset.
Yeah,
okay, it's good. Take care of this. Mm-hmm. It's just fine. We got it. It's good. It's like, I'm not even going to tell Katie what's happening. We're going to do everything we're doing. 20 minutes later, I threw something across the gym garage. Because I'm looking at secondary prices now. I'm looking at the resale prices. Now I'm furious. All right.
Man.
All right. I got it.
Hey, they should walk us in there.
They would never do this to Carmichael Dave. They're over here treating.
I
D'Lo and KC.
They should walk us in there, man. You know what I mean?
You know that show is sold out because of us. And then, that's what I'm going to tell people.
You know, well, you know, you're not far off because there's other shows that happen that aren't sold out. Every time we do something, it's sold out.
Oh, that's crazy.
Every time we do something, it's sold out.
So you mean every time they put someone else's name on a show, they can't give away tickets? Crazy.
Every time we do something, we've done something a handful of times, maybe less, maybe four. Every time. And this is the thanks that we get. This is the respect they show us. Now I'm getting pissed off all over again.
David Lopez said, Katie had the casino put in two extra seats in the front row for Boyz II Men back in the day. Why do I believe that? Why do I believe that that absolutely did happen? That's a move KC would pull. See, that's the I hang out with the right people. You got to hang out with people with more influence than you. And I got KC and I got Katie.
Oh, man.
Your name begins with a K. I'm rocking with you.
We don't make it happen. Kevin from the Wake Up Call.
Shout out Kevin, man. Happy birthday to Kevin. Yeah. I hope my man had a good day, man. Kevin's a great dude. He makes me laugh, too.
I hope they both have a great day.
We're all having a great day because the Kings won a basketball game last night. That's all we asked them to do, go 1-0 on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And they did just that, man, and they won in a way that I think a lot of people are happy with. They are better than the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, you called that yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think that they are.
Yeah.
And the guys, you know, we went over a specific list of guys. Okay. I don't do this very often. Mm-hmm. I don't do the Prize Pick stuff the way that, like, I do.
I kept track of your lineup yesterday.
Well.
And one just really stuck out, like, yo.
Yeah. So to Domantas Sabonis.
That wasn't even what I was talking about, but.
Which one were you talking about?
Shohei. Didn't you go less?
No, you couldn't.
Oh, you couldn't go. No. Oh, it was a demon. Yeah. That's right. So you picked it.
Yeah, I got it.
That's crazy.
So I didn't realize this until I looked. For those that remember, it was DeMar DeRozan demon at 29.5. He got it.
Mm-hmm.
It was Zach LaVine, 2.5 turnovers. That was the one we waffled on.
Yeah. And what'd you end up doing?
I said on the air I took the over. That's what I thought I did.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Oh, no.
I took less.
Oh, no.
He had two turnovers.
He was throwing the ball all over.
He only had two turnovers.
Wait, I thought he had four. I saw it wrong then.
No, okay. I don't think so. I think he had two
all
and
right,
a half.
Cool. We good.
I think he had two. The number was 2.5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, four fouls. That's what I had seen.
What's his name? Denny.
Mm-hmm.
3.5.
Mm-hmm.
He cooked.
Mm-hmm.
It was a $200 payoff. The individual that kept me from $2,700 yesterday was Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I noticed.
Domantas Sabonis, for reasons known to no human being on earth, decided to go for 22-19-6. The number was 39.5. Blew the more or less away.
Yeah.
So to Domantas Sabonis.
Let's go.
Consider it even. The true up bill would have been paid.
That was my exactly brother, why he did that.
My apologies.
He'd been listening.
Thank you to Zach LaVine for coming through for me, because I would have gotten, I think I would have gotten like $40 if he had turned the ball over one more time. But I got a decent payout. It was Domas. And shout out to Domas, because he didn't even keep me in suspense. It was like the end of the third or beginning of the fourth where it was like, okay, that one's gone, so my shot at that is over. And then it was just holding on. Zach LaVine charged. I'm like, y'all, you full court. All right, I'm never setting a lineup with the Kings again if this goes south. But to Domas, my brother, my apologies.
Hey, and look, shout out.
I hear you. I see you.
Shout out Domas as well. I hit them all. I had a perfect lineup last night. I didn't put a lot of money down, so I didn't win a lot of money.
Any demons?
It was a goblin. That's probably what kept me from like winning a lot of
money.
Yeah,
the goblins cut the payoff.
Zach LaVine, 1.5 3-pointers. I went more. I went more on Sabonis rebounds, which was 12.5. Denny, 19.5 points.
How many threes did LaVine hit? Oh, he hit two. I was like, he only took five.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Denny, 19.5 points, one more. And then shout out to Cooper Flagg, boy.
That was easy work.
I had some thoughts about it. I had some thoughts about Cooper Flagg, and then, well, like on the show yesterday. And then I got a I got a story to tell, boy. Boy, oh boy. I got a story to tell. It could wait till after Kyle, too. But
well, Kyle Madsen joins us next. We'll talk Kings basketball. We'll talk Domantas Sabonis. We'll talk starting lineup change.
Mm.
We're just getting started. Eddie Gonzalez is with us today. He's with us at 3. Mike Bibby is scheduled to be with us at 2:30. Kyle Madsen is with us next on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. We're back in here. Our man Kyle Madsen joining us. It's going to be one of them shows. I can already feel it. I can already feel it. I'm all for it, though.
It's a Friday.
I love Friday. Friday, Kings win. We celebrating birthdays all over the building.
Yeah, man.
It's a good,
love
it's a good
to see
day.
It.
It's a good day. It's a good day.
Hell yeah.
Okay, let's start here. Uh-oh. Keon Truthers Unite.
Let's go. Let's go. We did it. There's never been a point in my life where I've been more back than I am right now. Let's go.
A lot of people were left in confusion because Malik was actually announced as the starter.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Doug was like, what? No. Keon is starting. Mm. And Doug later said that was, Doug even joked with our James Hamm that you didn't ask. I might have told you, like, you didn't ask before the game. And he said it was just the scorer's table, I guess, is just used to it and didn't notice or whatever that Keon wasn't, in fact, the starter. And he didn't outwardly say that Keon is going to be the starter moving forward. Mm-hmm. He didn't not say Keon is going to be the starter moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people, including our very good, dear, close, longtime personal friend, Kyle Madsen,
yeah,
who believes we're that here. Keon Ellis should be starting.
Yeah.
And he started last night. Kings had a hell of a game.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be because Keon Ellis started, right?
It's the only thing. It's the only reason. That's it. Look. The Keon thing to me, is that the reason they won last night? Like, no, obviously not. They played great. The team just, I keep saying this over and over, like, it just kind of makes more sense when he starts. And then you have Malik off the bench. I thought having that boost of energy from Malik off the bench was beneficial for Sacramento last night. To me, with this iteration of the roster and how it's currently constructed, that is the best move for them. To me, again, is it the reason they won last night? Are they going to go win a playoff series because Keon's starting now? No. But I've just kind of thought that this was an obvious little change they could make to try and jumpstart a run.
It makes sense. It always has made sense. I haven't been necessarily on the side of, oh, you have to start him, but it don't bother me. Like, if they start him, that's all good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And last night, they played well. Malik Monk or whoever is the person that's going to be coming off the bench, if they're down with it, if they believe in the vision that Doug or anybody mm-hmm. has for it, then I'm all for it. The logic always made sense.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know if you had the players to do it. And my big thing is always ending the game.
Mm-hmm.
So he can start all he wants to. But 5 minutes to go in a 5-point game, what's it going to look like?
Sure, yeah.
And that's always – and I don't have the answer to that. I'm just saying that's more of my concern.
Yeah, for sure.
The starting lineup.
And that's a game-to-game thing, though, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, and I say that with – and I feel like I can say that with Doug, because Doug – we've seen Jake LaRavia close games.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least in my head we have. Like, I think we have. Mm. We've seen him in, like, certainly critical it's moments in the fourth quarter.
It's definitely not like, yeah, it's these five guys.
Right. Yeah. And we talked about this. We talked about this with Mike, and I think it was something that was pretty obvious with Doug, is unlike Mike, Doug really seems to coach on a feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you this, though. Have we seen that with the full roster? I don't
know what the full roster is anymore.
So I'll put it to you like this. Have we seen that with LaVine, DeRozan, Murray, Sabonis, and Monk all healthy?
I think so. Have we not?
I feel like those games have been few and far between lately.
Because, so the Clippers game was when I think LaRavia closed out. Did Monk not play? I don't think Monk played.
Give me. What game did you say?
The Clippers game.
The Clippers game. The Clippers game. The Clippers game. 110. 111. 110.
I don't think Monk played because I think Keon started.
Did not play. Keon Ellis started.
Mm.
Denver, obviously, they had guys out.
Mm-hmm.
That's maybe there is. I don't know. But that's the one. That's the question.
Yeah.
With those five guys healthy and available,
mm-hmm.
are we going to see a different closing lineup?
Yeah.
Ever? And I don't know. And people may not like this. They may not think it's right or it's the way to coach or whatever. I don't see a situation where you're benching LaVine and DeRozan.
Yep.
Keegan, I don't think so either because you need
– You can't.
He's the only 3-and-D guy. Yep. Sabonis, I don't think so. Maybe Monk, but Monk is your creator.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But this gets back to – because now we're talking closing lineup in a close game. Again, I'm in the camp of Malik, most important player. Like I'm a big Malik Monk guy. But to that point, if we're doing clutch time, 5 minutes left, 5-point game, or closer, is that not when you can just go, all right, DeRozan ISO, LaVine ISO, where now all of a sudden you maybe don't need a creator as much?
Possibly. And to your point a little bit, I think we did see all of them healthy one time, and Doug used the late game to do situational subs.
Yeah.
Because DeRozan got subbed out.
That's right.
Keon came back in, defended. Yep. Then they got like a timeout, DeRozan back out there for offense. So maybe that happened. You don't always get that. Because in that Clippers
He literally
game,
grabbed him and said, no. Like as DeMar was walking, he like grabs DeMar and goes, no, wait here.
Yeah.
And then they.
Yeah, exactly. In that, I think it was the Clippers game. Maybe it was the Nuggets game. Keon was at the scorer's table for like 2.5 minutes. So that's always the scary part to something like that. Like you may not be able to do an offense-defense situation. Mm-hmm. But to your original point, yeah, quite possibly. You could just, go with the ISO guys. I just find it hard to see any of those guys not being in the game in the closing minutes.
So here's
– whether they should or not is a different argument. But I just
– Yeah. Don't. I'm running into this thing with the Kings where like it's what I like the reality of it and what I kind of want.
Mm.
And I think if you're talking about Malik Monk on a roster with Zach LaVine and with DeMar DeRozan on it, Malik Monk is probably not a player that should be in your closing lineup. Like he's very important to the Sacramento Kings, but I think in a vacuum, if you're building out some kind of contender, I don't necessarily think it's like, man, you have to have that guy on the floor. Like, I don't know what you do if you don't have it, on a roster again with DeMar DeRozan and with Zach LaVine on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you just because he's Malik and he's been a starting point guard for the Kings. I don't think you miscast him now on purpose. Mm-hmm. Like just because he's been miscast before doesn't mean you need to now like pigeonhole him into this role that he's taken on just out of necessity. You know what I'm saying?
This is.
Didn't say pigeonhole, force him into a role.
A little, I don't know how to quantify it, but I think in theory, he's your second best shot creator and shot maker on all three levels. He might be your best because you don't really know mentally and aggressive-wise what you're getting from Zach LaVine. That's why I couldn't take him out. Like DeRozan, he is, but he's not three levels. He's not going to shot make off the bounce from beyond the arc.
Mm-hmm.
Monk can do it from three, from mid, and get to the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And late in the games, I think you need that type of versatility. I think you do. Once again, I could be wrong. There's no rule to it. I think about if I was in that coaching spot, I'd be comfortable with Malik out there. And I know it would take away from defense a little bit, but that shot creation, In those moments, they're just a little. They matter. I think back to the Cleveland game when they buckled down on DeRozan, got that ball to Monk. Mm-hmm. He created that shot at the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
With a nice little behind the back step back doing that. Zach can do that, but I don't know what Zach's gonna do. I don't know if he's gonna shoot the ball or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, at least DeMar found a way to get to the line last night. Mm-hmm. Like DeMar had 10 field goal attempts, but 11 free throws.
Yeah.
Like, that man worked last night. Yeah. And it was like, he knew. He was like, all right, y'all going to foul me every time I move here by the basket. Mm-hmm. And he took advantage of that. Like, he that game, I mean, that game was in hand. It obviously wasn't enough for D.C. to shut it down, you know, because there was a point where I was like, he's probably going to shut this down soon.
It happened a little later than I wanted it to. It was like 2 minutes to go.
But I kind of understood that. Like, because I think I started really watching, like, with... Well, because of my Prize Picks lineup, I was sorry. Let me try that again. Because of my Prize Picks lineup,
nice.
I was like watching pretty closely, and it's like, oh, he's gonna pull the plug any minute here, and it's like, oh, it's only like a 14-point lead, a 13, like that could disappear really quick. And then he got to 4 minutes, and I thought, okay, he's gonna do it any second. So every trip DeMar was down the floor, I'm like, come on, man. Come on, man.
They never shoot when you need him to.
He finally got it, but yeah, I was surprised he didn't shut it down earlier. But point being, DeMar made sure, like, I'm gonna keep this game at 13, 14, 15, even if I have to get to the line to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty dope.
And you talk about one of the things that we've kind of noticed with DeRozan, at least in the last few games, is doesn't seem like the legs are there. Like, a lot of shots are short. He may be wearing down a little bit. Being able to find a different way to be effective on the offensive end, getting to the line, making your free throws, that was
good a playmaker.
To see last night. Yeah, that was good to see last night. 21 and 10 for DeMar.
Man.
10 assists.
What'd you think of Domas last night? You talk about legs. You talk about shots falling short. I didn't realize this. Of course, there's a little bit of context to it because he missed games. I think James tweeted Domas hadn't hit a three since February 21st, which is funny, very funny. But he hadn't. I guess he hadn't. I mean, he missed a chunk of games, so there's a little bit more context to that whole thing. But he got his legs underneath him for one, and finally got one. But he had a massive game.
Yeah,
cost me $2,500. It's fine. No, it's great. I just wanted the Kings win. That's all I wanted.
I don't know, man. He just, yeah, it's Domas.
I guess so.
I
guess so. I mean,
22, 19, and 6. Yeah,
did it. God bless him. He did it on 11 shot attempts.
Yeah.
All of those people who were tweeting us, oh, Domas heard you. No, he didn't. He absolutely did not.
Like the same game. He just made shots.
If he heard D'Lo and KC, he would have shot the ball 27 times yesterday. He did not. He went out there and does what he does.
Yeah. I've given up on the idea that he's going to do that.
That's it.
He's just not. That's not his bag. That's not the way he's going to. He's not a shot creator. And so this is kind of what you're going to get. He's not going to go demand the ball. He's not going to go get down on the post. And he's just not – pause. It's just – it's like – it's not his game. He's going to get 11-ish shots. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, I mean, I don't want to say that's okay. But in theory, it would be fine if you get – the level of aggression that you got last night from Zach LaVine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you got Zach LaVine shooting it the way he does, and I'm just talking about, like, the shot attempts, DeRozan around this 10 to 15 attempt range, Monk, he got 9 last night, but anywhere between 9 to 13.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine if Domas wants to shoot 8 times in that situation. Sure. But there's times when Zach isn't shooting, and granted, he had been gone for a little bit. Sabonis was. But there's times when Zach's not shooting. You know, maybe Monk is out, and he's still at 6 shot attempts. It's like, wait a minute. Come on, you got to read the room a little bit, big fella. Yeah. You're going to need to get that up to 15, 17 shot attempts tonight. And sometimes you don't do that. So that's the only real frustrating aspect to his shot attempt game for me, is when he doesn't read what's going on.
He's like the fifth option offensively. But like, because he wants to, because that's what he does.
Prefers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like, all right, man, get your rebounds. You're going to score.
If he
12 to 20 points, depending on how many shots you make.
If he, I guess maybe the better question is it him who decides? We say he's the fifth option. Is it him that decides, no, I'm going to be the third option? Is that his decision? Is that really where the shot attempts go up 2, 3, 4 per game when he makes the decision? No, I'm going to be more of an offensive threat. Because I think I'm with you in regard, like, he's doing what he wants. This is how he wants to play.
Yeah.
He's a high IQ basketball player who's going to look for the right play, and he's going to demand the most of his teammates. And it's not going to be force a shot or maybe take a couple of extra dribbles to get his own shot.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit, and this is going to, I'm sorry, just bear with me, please. I promise. Domantas Sabonis is a sizably better offensive player than the person I'm about to talk about. Okay. Significantly better offensive player. Okay. No question.
Disrespect on deck. Okay.
No. I'm just, it's not, I don't. Draymond Green one time.
He got asked
though why he wasn't shooting threes. And he was like, why would I take a three when I can wait a couple seconds and Steph Curry or Klay Thompson is going to get open and I can get them a three. I think that's how Domas views this. Like I said, he's obviously way more skilled scoring the basketball, but I think he's like, all right, I've got it at the elbow. I can take this shot. Or I can direct traffic for a second, and I can get Zach LaVine in the corner, or I can get Keegan Murray on a back cut for a dunk. I think that's where his brain goes more than, I just need to get a shot on the rim.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to use as much of the shot clock as he needs to use to find an open shot, or to just keep the flow of the offense moving.
And that absolutely makes sense. That thinking, like you seeing that or equating that to Domantas Sabonis and his train of thought with that makes perfect sense. It's just sometimes I think about that. Like, if I was working with Domas or on that coaching staff, I'd say, hey, sometimes you almost have to take that shot so we can get these guys open more easily. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what you're saying, Domas, but it's bottled up right now. Like, they can't get open because they got a guy just sitting there in the paint. Because they know you're not going to shoot. You've got to draw him out, take that shot a couple times on top of the fact that you can make it, and that'll clear some things up. If you take that shot once a quarter, dude, for the first three quarters, maybe by the fourth quarter, we're able to get something over. That would be my thought process.
It's less about making, I mean, you want to make the shot, but it's less about making the shot and more just make them defend you differently.
Mm-hmm.
Make them do something different than what they're doing. I'm with you. It's got to be a threat.
Agreed.
We're of the belief, just go 1-0 every day. We're living the Russell Wilson life right now. That's all we want you to do.
What'd he say? What's the new one he said? He said it the other day.
That's right. He's got to have a new. What was the Steeler one? Do we know?
Still something.
You're making stuff up.
Still County. I don't.
That's
I don't know
weird either. Dude, man. That's an interesting cat.
He's interesting. Yeah. He's
remember when you wanted us to call?
I said
Mr.
it was
Unlimited?
Interesting.
Wait, he what?
He wanted us to call him Mr. Unlimited at one point.
Mr. Unlimited.
But that's. I couldn't tell if he was like in on the bit there.
It's really hard to tell.
Mr. Unlimited.
It's Mr. really hard Unlimited. To tell. Like, does he have a sense of humor? Is he joking?
That's it. I don't know if he's in on the bit
or is he serious?
I think he's sincere.
I think he is too. This is a great question. How did he land? Like, what did he say that made Sierra go, yeah?
Well, he's a smooth operator.
The opposite of Future.
He does not.
That's it.
No, there's that too.
Yeah, he's the opposite of Future.
She was with Future and said, let me do the most different thing I can do. I want to do past this time.
That man is only 28 years old, he's lived a lot of life right there, because that is the correct answer.
He's got it.
That is the correct answer. He's got
it. Russell Wilson's Steelers slogan was, here we go, by the way. That was a Steelers thing.
Here we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Collins might be right. I think it is Go Big Blue. Go Big Blue. He said it at the end of his last video. Yeah.
Go Big Blue.
I couldn't remember what it was. Yeah.
Talking about Michigan.
My man speaks in hashtags. About? That's crazy.
That's what they say.
No, that's go. That's just regular blue.
It go is blue. Just go blue. Yeah.
Okay.
Go Big Blue.
I don't know.
Also,
I would never utter
we're
such
two
a
thumbs down.
No, what did they say?
I would never utter such a stupid ass phrase.
What did they say?
Oh, no. I'll tell you what they say.
Okay, Lake Show.
That's what they say. They ain't going to get me on the soundboard.
They, I think Kentucky says that. Go Big Blue.
Okay.
So, who had it first?
Big Kentucky fan. I don't know. The point was, win one game at a time. There is no takeover, for me at least, from last night versus Portland to tomorrow afternoon with Orlando.
You guys, this show approaches Kings basketball so much better than James and I do.
How so?
How so?
Because you guys are like, just win this one, and then we'll turn the page and we'll go to the next one. We're like, yeah, nice win, but like, does it really matter? Can you do it again? What does this mean for next year?
They've made us like that for both shows.
No, that's
because we can't really get excited, and then you guys can be like, "Hey, this was great. Like, do it again." It's their fault. It's their fault.
We were fighting with each other like 3 days ago. Like, we are not the barometer for how to approach kids
it's
basketball.
Their fault.
Chatty House members were fighting with each other. KC was battling different Chatty House members. I'm just trying to navigate the whole thing, and. Yeah, I'm just of the belief, like, I don't have a grand proclamation on this team. It's not like, here we go. It was, you've got 10 games left. You can show me something by beating Portland. Mm-hmm. They did. Mm-hmm. I didn't say, you got to blow them out. You got to beat them. Nope. Go beat Portland on your home floor. They wound up closing out this 7-game stretch that everybody had been dreading at home. Normally, it's a 7-game road trip everybody dreads. Yeah. But it was a 7-game homestand. They wound up finishing at 3-4. Mm-hmm. That's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. It looks worse because of what happened before the road trip. You weren't able to get. Before the homestand.
Right. 3-4 in the context of starting 2-0 is tough.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
And you got in. You know, this was said. It changes when you beat Cleveland and you've got Chicago. Split these two games with Cleveland and Chicago. When you get the Cleveland one, expectations change, pal. Yeah.
And then you're up 19 late in the second quarter against Chicago.
It looked like there was carryover.
Yep.
Oh, these guys are feeling it. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they weren't.
Yep. And then they're up 13 at the half on the Bucks. Okay. They're back. Nope.
Yeah.
That's why last night was great because when the Kings are playing well, they're super fun. And when the Kings play like they did last night, you go, okay, if you get that in two play-in games, you're in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no – the question for me is not, hey, are they capable of playing well? Like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's just on a given night,
know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you never know. You just never
I knew
know.
They were going to lose to OKC. That one I felt good about. But like Boston, like, tell me they lose by 30 or won by 10. I'm sure, man.
Mm.
I feel that way – about every game going forward.
I feel like, too, you can tell pretty quickly. Like the OKC game, not trying to crap on the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't buy it. I'm not saying it didn't get my attention. It definitely got my attention. But I was like, they played so bad for two quarters. Like, I don't trust them to play an entire second half of great basketball. And they didn't. They played an amazing third quarter. They actually didn't play bad in the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. but Oklahoma City played a lot better.
Yeah.
And when you get yourself into a 25-point deficit, you can't really afford that.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like when games start, you can tell, you know, pretty quickly, like, what they have. The Milwaukee game, it's like, oh, the Bucks aren't really playing very good.
Yeah.
What's going to happen if, kind of accelerate here a little bit, they don't have Dame, they're going to need somebody to, and they did. And so,
turns out Giannis pretty good.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know that if you, you know what, Giannis? I read an article in The Athletic. You know, Giannis, it's okay to acknowledge you want the MVP. They said someone else too. It might have been. Oh, it was Shea, because Shea's like team success, team success. Yeah. And oh, it was your boy, the little barista. He wrote the article.
Definitely
I was because I was thinking, why did I tune this? Why did I tune that article out so quickly? Oh, that's why.
But not my boy.
Huh?
That ain't my boy.
That's his boy.
That ain't my boy. He even went to Jesuit. So yeah, ain't my
that's
boy.
His guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's okay to acknowledge you want the MVP. Like, all right, man. This is where we are. Okay.
Settle down. The disrespect to my boy Giannis is crazy, bro.
Great stuff from
real quick.
10
seconds, Kyle. 10 seconds. There's a report out there
that talk as long as you want to for the record.
There's a report out there that Brandon Ayuk, progress going well. This is great. He should be here by midseason. And I say, so you're basically getting nothing from him this year. Is that accurate?
I wouldn't say basically nothing, but yeah, you're not getting, if you're ever getting full strength Brandon Ayuk again, it's not going to probably be in 2025 if he's coming back midseason. But that'd be good for 2026. Year after the year after, right?
See what they talk about on draft day. Make a lot of money.
They're not trading him. If he's not traded by April 1st, he's like a $60 million.
Oh, yeah, they got that stupid. Yeah.
Oh, that's like 3 days away.
They got that stupid CBA where they still count on your cap. He's not even on my team anymore. I traded him away. Stupid.
There's a good chance I'm going to throw up while this game is on.
They're on like a 33 to
11,
10 run.
Nothing.
They're on a 33 to 10 run.
33 to 14.
33 to 12, actually. But see, look, but like Duke just doesn't score a lot of points. Like they win defensively.
Oh,
how have we not talked about Taylor Jenkins getting fired yet?
This is the team that you do what I do with the. Okay, I see. I see.
Okay.
It's a 33-16 run right now, and you're freaking out. I get okay.
Yes. Well, it is a 6-1 game.
It started out 11-0. We'll come back. It's a hell of a day to tune into the stream.
And we will talk about Taylor Jenkins. And I want to tell you my story from last night.
Okay. Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320. All right, we're back in here. Do you want to tell your story from last night? By the way, Mike Bibby was originally scheduled to join us at 1 o'clock. He's going to be with us at 2:30.
There we go.
I think he's in Atlanta. His daughter, I guess, is a volleyball player, like real deal. So they've got tournaments. Like he's being sports dad today.
Gotcha.
And he wanted to make sure he was back at the room, settled, strong connection, the whole deal, and you know, not at a volleyball tournament.
She could go to Sac State too. I think the Sac State volleyball team is like nationally good. They're really good.
Mm. So Mike will be with us at 2:30. Eddie will still be with us. Eddie was dope enough to just bump up to 3. We got rid of Ham for today so we can have fun in the 3 o'clock hour. Ham will be back with us on Monday. He's going to go home and take a nap.
For sure. You got to get them naps in.
Got to.
You know what I mean? I mean,
I'd love to, but.
I ain't had a nap in.
D'Lo and KC clearly still trying to earn some respect in this market.
Don't even get me started again. But, so last night, NCAA tournament going on, doing CBS 13 after the Duke
salute
Arizona game.
Yep.
So, you know, I had everything kind of mapped out. I came from Roseville to home and I was like, all right, I got like an hour to do some stuff, get dressed, shower, do whatever. So it was all good. So then, I'm like, yeah, you know, probably around halftime is when I'll head into the studio. It ended up going a little later than halftime. It was around the 12-minute mark. And Jake actually called me as I was getting out the driveway, like, hey, you still coming in, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm leaving right now. Like, it'll probably take me about 10, 12 minutes to get there. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, we got plenty of time. So I'm driving, get down 5, get on 80. And I got the game on the phone, and there's about 9 minutes left. I'm like, yeah, by the time I get off the freeway, it'll be 7 minutes left in the game, which is probably 30 minutes left. I'm like, it'll be all good. So I get on the 80, and I'm going, and I'm driving just real quick on the 80, damn near. And I see a sign that says, like one of the digital signs that says, last opportunity to get off in West Sac. And I was like, I'm driving past the sign. I'm like, huh, that's interesting. I mean, I got to get on another freeway. So I know they didn't close down that exit for another freeway. It's just, you know, Harbor Boulevard or something that's good. And then the little, you know, where they split up the freeway happens, where they're working on it. I said, okay, all right, let me keep going. And all of a sudden, the freeway that I need to get on comes up. Just concrete wall right over. I'm not going to be able to get off this freeway. Ask me when I got off. You should know, though.
When did you get off the freeway, Kenny?
Davis!
Damn.
The first exit was Davis!
Damn. Well, they never called him Kenny on time away.
The first damn exit was Davis. And I'm like, you can't be serious. So I get off, zoom back. Long story short, I end up making it with about 4 minutes to go in the game. And it ended up being like 15, 20 minutes before we went on the air. But that was crazy. That was crazy. No exits between Harbor Boulevard and Davis.
You made it with 4 minutes to spare. It sounds about right for you.
I was going to say, can I tell you, no one, there's 1,000 people watching. God, who knows how many people listening? No one's surprised by the story.
But you see what happened?
No.
The plan wasn't to be here. It's always some little weird stuff like this.
That stuff always happens to you.
It's ridiculous.
Jesse, you surprised by that story?
No, like he came in with 4 minutes to spare.
Anyone
about
in
right
the
to me.
It's ridiculous, man.
If I was kind of close, I might be there at 11:58. All right, Kenny.
How'd that happen?
You got bad luck.
Like regular bad luck.
I left there. Like the way I was by, if I would have got there with like no construction on the road, would have got there. Like the way we did the show, probably would have been there like 40 minutes before we went on air.
Well, that's okay.
No, I'm saying that was like, you see how I mapped it out? I would have been there 40 minutes before we went on air.
Can we backtrack for a second? When were you going to leave?
I got questions too.
About 15 minutes to go in the game. In the game.
Oh, you were going to leave about 15 minutes to go in the game?
Yeah. And okay. I believe in it like 12 minutes to go in the game.
Okay, got it. Jesse?
You didn't have like the Maps app fired up? And, like that didn't tell you like, hey, it's going to be kind of weird on the way.
I've been to 13 enough times. It wasn't a direction thing.
I got you. It's just Sacramento's a little weird with the freeways and all. So sometimes you got to check that.
I guess. Davis, that was crazy. And I knew when I was like, man, this is not going to be good. But maybe they got a little, that's the causeway, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, maybe they got a little something there where you can, that was crazy. But got there in time, had a great show. Everything was good. This goes into the other part of that story. Is I know a lot of people get pissed off with the Kings and all this other stuff. Even Damian. Oh, they start tanking. What the hell? We gonna light the beam for? No, hell no.
What? No. Wait, hold on. Wait. Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait,
whoa.
What is that? When was that?
No. When they were bad or looked like they were 11, 12 seed, just get rid of the beam. We're not going to light that damn beam for a sorry team.
Oh, no. I said, no. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. What the hell's going on?
Wow.
Is that what he said?
No, first of all, he is me. No, it isn't. It is not what I said. Get rid of the beam because it is an absolutely miserable place to be when they lose.
Wait, how did D-Lo
sound? Stop eliminating this horrible source of misery.
Well, once again, talking about getting rid of the beam.
Yeah. Get it out of here.
See, it's doing it just now.
How did that D'Lo impression go again real quick, though? How was that impression? That D'Lo impression? Are we getting the beam out of here?
Just get the beam out of here. Get it out of here. I honestly don't remember what I said. It just I got to work on my D'Lo impression. I got to work on my D'Lo.
Poor Young Zell. Almost got rid of Young Zell's song, too. I've about had it with that goddamn team.
You played Young Zell's song and you hit the rock hotkey after that?
Felt
a little disrespectful.
That's a true story.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Man.
But the whole point is you're not.
Hey,
we
played two verses today. Come on.
You were not the only one, and you were not the far from the most definitive person.
Got a little emotion.
I've heard this. Oh, we start tanking? We don't need no stupid beam. What, we're going to celebrate a 13-win team? Sometimes you see things from a different vantage point, and I'm driving through West Sac, and I see this ultralight beam over the whole damn scene. Like, I don't really see it like that. Obviously, when we go to the games and stuff like that, you see it. But I don't really pay that much attention as I'm driving away. All this other stuff. I'm in Elk Grove. Like, you can see it faint in the distance. But being, like, on the other side of that American River and seeing, like, I saw that. I saw the beam clear as day at, like, Harbor Boulevard. I was like, oh, this can't never go.
Yeah, like,
this can't ever go anywhere. I don't care if they're tanking. I don't care if they break the record of those 76ers and win 9 games. That beam can never leave.
Well, it's like that's the thing. Like Zabel says, like the Cubs, like they didn't win a World Series for like 100-something years. You still fly the W. Yeah.
That beam can. I don't want to hear that anymore. It's never going anywhere.
Unless you can't play the light bill.
First of all, don't tell me what to do.
Well, you're not doing it.
Second of all,
they would be getting rid of it.
I don't really want the beam to go anywhere. I want to stop going to games with people who want to see the beam and they lose.
Well, that is depressing. Well,
my sister has made 2 trips. Okay. No, it didn't. My little punk nephew got what he wanted.
Hey, he's a good kid. Leave him alone. He's a good kid.
Little Celtics fan for no. Again, I'm happier he's a Celtics fan than a Warriors fan. I don't know how that happened because he was a fan before Kara started coaching there. So I'm not sure, but I'll take it.
Yeah,
I will take a Celtics fan over a Warriors fan, but he left happy. My sister wanted to see the purple light in the sky. Mm-hmm. My sister has showed up twice. Mm-hmm. To see that purple light outside of the Golden 1 Center and failed.
Tragic.
I've taken Katie to 3 games. She has not seen. Do you know how sad it is?
No, hold on. We're talking. You might be the problem, brother.
Oof, well.
Send them to the game. You don't go.
I've seen.
They taught us this in math class. It was a constant.
I've seen the beam in the sky plenty of times.
I was there the first time. I was like, what the hell is that purple light?
You were there for the first home.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I think it was a Heat game, right?
Oh, that's cool.
Well, that was
maybe it
the
was.
Day.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. All right, hold on.
Because we were at Punch Bowl and stuff after the game as well.
So after you were hanging out a little bit.
Yeah, we were out in the bus.
Casey was about to bust your ass. He was about to call cap on the whole thing. No. He basically just said you're a liar.
Hey, that's what he said. When have I ever lied on this show?
That's what he said.
My credibility. Don't ever question me.
He
really did, huh?
He basically just said you're full of crap.
No, I said he was outside. I was like, oh, so
are you jealous? Are you jealous? I'm more Kings? I'm Kings. Casey's not Kings. I'm Kings.
Hey, who's been the maddest all week? Wasn't Kenny.
It's facts. We're going to get some real change around here.
Wasn't even D-Lo.
What day was I? Jesse was pissed off multiple days. What was it? Wednesday?
I think we were both pissed off that day.
Yeah, was that the day?
That was the DeMar DeRozan day, I think.
Nick
yeah.
B, was that? Daniel got fact-checked. We checked the car facts on Daniel's call. No, everybody had it that day. Everybody had it.